Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the BVW Podcast. We're going back to when disco was dead and yacht rock reigned supreme. That's right, we are going back to March of 1980. First up, here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. It's a song that Bob began writing in 1971, and he didn't finish until 1979. Released in January 1980, here's Fire Lake.
That chrome three wheel. Who's gonna make that first mistake? Who wants to wear gypsy leather? All the way to Fire Lake. The news about Uncle Joe. You remember Uncle Joe? He was the one afraid to cut the cake. Who wants to tell poor Aunt Sarah? Joe's run off to Fire Lake. Joe's run off to Fire Lake. Who wants to brave those bronze beauties lying in the sun with their long soft hair falling, flying as they run? Oh, their smile so shy and their flirt so well, and they lay you down so fast. You look straight up and say, oh Lord, am I really here at last? Who wants to play those eights and aces? Who wants a raise? Who needs a steak? Who wants to take that long shot?
March 1980. Christopher Cross from his self-titled debut album that spawned four big singles. That one was the first, Ride Like the Wind. We're spotlighting March 1980, and let's move now from the first single for an artist to the last. In early 1980, Led Zeppelin was on the charts with what would become their final hit single before disbanding later in the year after the death of John Bonham. Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain.
See you tonight, and the warmth of your smile.
It's the BVW Podcast.
I was so lonely until I met you. Told myself I'd get by without love. Drowning my sorrows, avoiding tomorrows. Kinda felt that I just had enough. You light up my face with your jokes and your smiles, and the way that you came every night. Don't know what you got, but I'm sure glad I found you. Could be wrong, but it sure feels right. And here I am, I'm back on my feet again. Here I am, I'm back on my feet again. Surprised at myself for the way that I feel. So happy that you're here with me.
Babies, back on my feet again, as we take a look at big top 40 hits from the month. When the Aliens Are Coming was a horrible made-for-TV movie that aired on NBC.
Sunday, in a chilling two-hour world premiere, the aliens are coming.
They're here, I'm telling you.
An enemy who's silent, almost invisible, and merciless. And once you feel their presence, it may be too late.
Could be anywhere, in possession of anybody.
The terror has just begun. The aliens are coming Sunday.
Willard Scott started doing the weather on the Today Show.
Thank you. Isn't that nice? Now that was my fault. I got all excited seeing Jane Pauley. You're lovely. You really look fantastic. Where'd you go? Home. The best place. Click your heel. There's no place like home. Bangor, Maine's going to be about 75 degrees today. It is our pick city. It'll be lovely.
And the Spinners were on the radio covering the Four Seasons. It's March 1980 on the BVW Podcast.
Every day.
It's the BVW Podcast. As the theme song for the 90s sitcom Dave's World, Billy Joel with a hit from 1980, You May Be Right. Also from early 1980, here's one-hit wonder Gary Numan with his one hit, Cars.
Safest of all, I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to
The Eagles sounding very 1980 on that one. It's one of my dad's all-time favorites. I can't tell you why. Next up, here's Kool and the Gang trying not to sound disco with Too Hot.
Vows of man and wife forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady.
Too hot.
Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love. We never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. This anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love. Gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we've made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter.
I hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, check out a show my friends across the pond do called Rock Island Radio UK.
Tune in to Rock Island Radio. We have the best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, country, rock and pop. We have the Rock Monster Show. We have the Country Club. We have I Love the 80s, Jukebox Heroes, Retro Charts and much more. Shows delivered to you in a radio format. Whenever you want to listen, you will find us where you find your podcast.
You can find Rock Island Radio UK in the same place as you find my shows. And if you have some time, check it out. They've got some really cool shows. That's Heart with Even It Up, as we hear songs that were big on the charts in March of 1980, and we're just one hit away from hearing the number one song of March 1980. But first, here's the song that was sliding down the charts after spending a week at the top in mid-February, The Captain and Tennille, Do That to Me One More Time. Captain and Tennille, Do That to Me One More Time. And we're now up to the number one song of March 1980. It's from a well-known and well-liked band that first hit big in the 70s with songs like We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Fat Bottomed Girls, Bohemian Rhapsody, and more. But it took a calendar change to 1980 for this band to make it all the way to the number one spot. They spent four consecutive weeks on the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with this one, the number one song of March 1980. The band is Queen, the song Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Listen, hold up, I just didn't hear. tracks to your band's teeth. Take a long ride on the moonlight until I'm ready.
Get ready.
Raise a little thing all over.
The number one song of March 1980, Queen and Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we wrap up another edition of the BVW Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We will do another show soon.
Like in Cleveland, Ohio, is 100 years old today. All of his life, he was a big butter and egg man. So butter and eggs and cheese is for Brian Gumbel. And now, welcoming back the queen of morning television, Jane Paul.
Willard used to be an old butter and egg man, too. Probably still is.